this journey won't always be easy. Growth isn't linear. It's a series of expansions and contractions, breakthroughs and setbacks. But with consistent practice and the tools provided in these pages, you'll develop a steadiness that remains unshaken, even when circumstances are chaotic. This book is not about becoming emotionless. It's about learning to control what you give your energy to. It's about understanding that not everything deserves a reaction. Not everyone deserves access to you. And not every thought is worth believing. It's about setting boundaries and protecting your peace without guilt. This book will teach you how to stop letting little things ruin your entire day. Stop self-sabotaging. Set healthy boundaries without feeling guilty. Recognize the difference between real guilt and manipulation. Break the cycle of overthinking before it spirals out of control. Stop taking everything so personally and free yourself from emotional reactivity. Identify toxic patterns in relationships and walk away without regret. Be more in control and feel better every day. Shift your mindset from victimhood to self-empowerment. Learn the art of emotional detachment, how to be unbothered without becoming cold, and move forward unapologetically without feeling the need to explain your growth. Remember, you are not weak for feeling things deeply or overthinking, but you do have to stop letting those consume you. You are not selfish for choosing yourself, but you do have to stop apologizing for it. You are not heartless for walking away from what no longer serves you, but you do have to stop explaining yourself to people who will never understand. This is your turning point. Let's begin uncovering why everything affects you so deeply, and then how to finally break free. Part 1. Why you let everything affect you. Chapter 1. The root of the problem. Why you feel everything so deeply. Have you ever wondered why certain things seem to affect you more than they do other people? Why a simple comment, a certain look, or even the tone in someone's voice can sit with you for hours, sometimes even days? Why your emotions can feel so strong that they completely take over, leaving you exhausted, overthinking, and overwhelmed? If so, you're not alone. Some people are just wired to feel things more deeply. It's not a weakness, and it's not something that makes you too sensitive. It's simply the way you experience the world. But when emotions feel like they have too much control over your life, it can start to feel like a curse. For deeply feeling people, life isn't just something they go through. It's something they absorb. Every conversation, every interaction, every little moment is felt on a deeper level. This can be beautiful because it allows you to connect with people in meaningful ways, appreciate the small things, and experience emotions in a way that others may never fully understand. But it can also be exhausting. When you feel everything so deeply, the hard moments aren't just hard. They're all consuming. A simple misunderstanding can feel like rejection. A small mistake can turn into a spiral of self-doubt. A passing comment from someone can stick with you for long after they've forgotten they even said it. The reason some people feel more intensely than others comes down to a mix of genetics, personality, and life experiences. Some people are naturally more in tune with emotions. They pick up on small details that others might miss. They notice shifts in tone or body language, and they process things in a way that makes experiences feel much bigger. Research on highly sensitive people, HSPs, by Dr. Elaine Aron, 1997, suggests that about 20% of the population is born with a more reactive nervous system. This means their brains process sensory input and emotional cues more deeply than others. On top of that, childhood experiences play a big role. If you grew up in an environment where emotions weren't validated, you might have learned to overanalyze them as a way of making sense of things. If you grew up in a place where you had to be extra aware of people's moods, you may have developed a heightened sensitivity to everything around you. The problem isn't just that you feel deeply, it's that you don't know how to